Pastor Scraps sat at his desk in his office, in his study, contemplating the art of neighboring and overcoming the barriers that keep us from expressing our love for our neighbors. He was reflecting on the gospel and knowing that he had selected two gospels for the day. And so the first was to look at the barriers of Martha and how busy she was and how that kept her going. But her comment about her sister, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." That sounds like an appropriate comment. That comment is so appropriate that, do you know that Martha is the one that has been sainted by the church? Not Mary. That's always interesting to me. So it's actually Saint Martha and then it's Mary. But Mary sat at Jesus' feet. Mary is the one that Jesus says chose the better part. So Pastor Scraps sat there and pondered of the resurrection barriers as he moved from Martha and Mary to the John passage. And how is it that they went fishing? Sometimes this is a fishing sermon, and I love to tell good fishing jokes. We'll save them for other times that the scripture brings forth fishing with Jesus. But Pastor Scraps was just trying to think, was this an escape? Or was this simply, Jesus is gone now into the resurrection and we need to make a living? Because how much of our living is a distraction to us from serving God and following Jesus? Because our living is so essential to us. So how much of that, he thought, kept us away from the art of neighboring and loving our neighbor? And then he noticed that Jesus, what did he do here? He cooked a meal and fed the needy disciples who were trying to figure out their journey now after all that they had gone through. So Jesus made and offered breakfast on an open fire. He invited people in. Pastor Scraps began thinking about his busyness that kept him away from his neighbors, especially his neighbors around the church. It had just been not too long ago that there had been a small fire in a house across the street from the church, and Pastor Scraps was there in the office, and the firefighters came in their trucks and everything they needed and pulled up, and he went out to see what was going on, and there had been a small fire that the firefighters got out quickly. The mother and her children were standing out there on the street looking at the house and waiting for the firefighters to say it's safe to return, and knowing that they could not stay there anymore until things were fixed up and clean. And Pastor Scraps went out and met this mother. He did not know her. She was a neighbor of the church. He did not know there were children living across the street from the church. He said, "What can I do to help you?" And he handed her what he had in his pocket, $50. He said, "Well, let's at least start here." It was kind of a lesson to him. He wondered how effective he was. He's so busy doing the work of the church, but he's been so busy, it seemingly, not meeting his neighbors, not expressing God's love for the neighbor. So he decided that he would go out and start meeting the neighbors. And the next day, he went out and there was a neighbor of the church seated on his front porch. Pastor Scraps did not know him. He got out, went up to the porch and said, "I just want to say hi, and here's a man with one amputated leg seated there." Said he had diabetes, lost his leg. And the pastor sat and they got to know each other. It seemed as though, he said to himself, that he was starting on the right track, loving the neighbors around the church. He returned to the gospel. And Jesus asked Peter a question, "Do you love me?" And it happened three times, as we shared in the children's moment. "Feed my sheep, tend to my sheep, feed my sheep." Well, you know, the pastor thought, well, I've done that in so many ways. He helped organize the crop walk there, and people from the church came out and walked, and they joined other churches, and they walked, and they raised money by walking, and the money went to feed the hungry locally and feed the hungry around the world. On the one hand, he's feeding the sheep. On the other hand, pastor thought, while I'm doing that, I'm very busy, was I neglecting those right around us? He wondered about if it was the similar thing for the parishioners, who, yes, they walked in the crop walk. If they couldn't walk, they supported it and gave dollars to the walkers. Those were wonderful events. He took one step at a time to raise money to feed the hungry. He said, oh, he served on a denominational committee of his church that gave out grants to cure the problem of racism. He was working on so many important issues. He preached love of thy neighbor. But then he looked at himself. He also thought about one of his favorite passages in the Bible. And he was reflecting and he turned to Romans. And it would be Romans 12 and Romans 13. And as he contemplated, looking at Romans, it said, "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind," in Romans 12, "so that you may discern what is the will of God." He said, God, right now I need to discern what is your will for me and the church I serve. I need to know what it means to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he turned to Romans 13. And Paul says, the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in the words, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to fulfill, no wrong to a neighbor. Love is fulfilling the law. He thought, wow, well, I'm making progress. He was thinking, I'll go down and try another neighbor on another day. And he left his study in his office and went outside to go visit a neighbor behind the church. And lo and behold, he did not know this. His car was parked on a little hill. He was there because they were taking pictures in the church and having their annual or congregational photos. And people were coming, getting their photo and you know, leaving and coming. So he just ran in to help a lady get inside the church. He went back to his study while she's getting her picture taken and did not know that he didn't put his car in park. And it rolled down a hill, backwards, across the highway, into the neighbor's garage and went right through it. So Pastor Scraps thought, well, I have to get to know this neighbor now. Would it have been better if he had known the neighbor before that? What is our task in knowing our neighbors? I ask you to reflect as a congregation on how many of you went out and this week and started meeting some neighbors. I myself, when I first went to this meeting with the clergy, I think it was last fall now, shortly after I came here, and I filled out what I knew. At that time, I knew two neighbors. One, parishioners, and the church next door, pastor. Now I know three, but I got a long way to go. And plan to start visiting and talking to neighbors as well as visiting you all as a congregation. And I ask you about where you live. Did you do anything about it this week? I understand some of you have. I heard some delivered flowers. I thank you for that. You know, the interesting thing to me is that the county commissioners and the mayor here think this is a great, great exercise. They think if we start getting to know our neighbors around us, our neighborhood will be a better place. And if something happens, people will have a better idea how to support the one that happened to, but also how to protect ourselves. So they're supporting this for that reason. But all the churches, not all of them, but many, many of the churches in our county, in our city, are looking at how we can improve the art of loving our neighbors. And so we'll be doing that here as well. And I wonder if you could reflect on what barriers keep you from doing that. We shared a simple stories about a simple pastor and his own busy life, trying to serve the church. All of us have busy lives. So how do we love our neighbor and then feed the sheep, tend to the sheep as a church and as a Christian, following the main command to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. We'll be bringing this up again, and you heard Tammy make that announcement about our festival coming up that's supposed to help promote our Vacation Bible School. We were one of this program has a request that we do a block party. Well, we're already kind of doing one, so we'll have practice on that. And interestingly enough, I've spent a good part of my life organizing block clubs. When I lived in Chicago, I organized many. So We're asking that we, the church, think about this because, yes, we've done an excellent job with our limitations of supporting ministry around the world and supporting causes and tending to the sheep that way. And here, this church, we even send people forth to other countries and other missions around the United States, especially our youth in the past. We've done a lot of great things, but it's so easy to do all those and not look right around. So may God bless us on this journey as we seek to ask you to do this, and then also us start reporting back. Now, one of the barriers is this one. If you knock on the neighbor's door, will they think you're a Christian that wants to make them Christian, wants to bring them to your denomination? Maybe they already are a church person. So we know we're not about that in this. We're simply loving God and loving one another and learning how to do that in a better way. So we don't put that before us at this point in time to bring people to Christ. Not that if that happens, we'll be overjoyed with it. But it is simply to express God's love, and all the churches that do it, we're not competing with each other. We're just sharing that love. May you find that love and a way to share it, even in your busy life. Amen.